Now, from the bottom of the sea to the giddy heights of air travel, Dubai announced trials this week of a drone with a difference. It's designed to carry a person around. The drone is scheduled to begin operating in July, but how will it work? And is this the future of travel? To discuss it, we're joined by our techspert, Peter Cowley. Hi, Peter.
Hello, good evening, Kat.
So, I'm familiar with drones in the sort of small quadcopter kind of things that you can fly around and take photos of the tops of your friends' heads and things like that. So how does this drone carry a person? What's it like?
Well, it is obviously considerably bigger than the ones you've seen. You can actually get vertical takeoff drones, effectively using propellers, that will carry up to over 200 kilos now. So all this to do is the amount of power. It's effectively a drone is a helicopter, isn't it? So, and helicopters can carry very more than that. So yeah, this drone will apparently carry 100 kilos for 23 minutes at about 60-70 miles an hour. And then after a two-hour charge, you can do it again. So, yeah, there's certainly the capability in engineering capability to build these.
So the next big question, obviously, because this sounds like the commuter solution of choice, who would actually pilot this thing and how does it not crash, presumably if there's other drones around?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in fact, other people are working on ones with pilots, but of course the whole point of this one is there isn't a pilot, so you don't need to know how to fly. So the idea is it's autonomous, so that it takes off from a certain point, programmed into a map, and it lands somewhere else. Apparently you can press a button to cause a sort of an emergency hover, but of course that would be pretty frightening, isn't it? Just sitting there expecting to...
stuck on a Ferris wheel's bad enough.
So apparently there's a control centre, so if something goes wrong, they'll take it over. But otherwise, it's automatic. Like any device, you know, whether it's an autonomous car, which is coming up, there'll be loads of sensors avoiding buildings. It's actually easier in many ways to be safe in three dimensions than it is in two dimensions, because it's a lot less cluttered.
So you can go up and over any problems that you see in your way.
Correct. That's the idea. Exactly.
I mean, I guess this is building on the robotic transport we have now. I mean, there are tube lines in London that effectively drive themselves. Not that many people know that.
Yes, that's right. The operator there is primarily just opening the doors, say, on Docklands Light Railway. But you still need a human on there. The Gatwick and Stansted Expresses are driverless completely. But, of course, that's a very short line. There was actually, a few years ago, a 20-seater jet flew 500 miles in the UK with the pilots on the ground. So, but this... In this case, it's autonomous.
I mean, the really big question is this safe? And also, you know, is it legal, but is it safe?
Well, the legal bit, who knows? Because I had a quick check of the Dubai rules, and they're pretty similar to the UK and US rules, which means you do need a pilot. Is it safe? Apparently, they've got 8 propellers, and they say that 4's enough. Who knows? And in fact, I've looked on the website, various websites, and I can't find one where they're demonstrating it with a human inside it. You know, would I fly in it? Probably not from this Chinese company. But if, you know, one of the big, say, BMW or something produced one 2 or 3 years in after that people have been using it, I'm sure I would.
I mean, this is the thing, is that we see these incredible ideas. You know, Amazon are going to start delivering things that you've ordered online. There are now food delivery drones that will go around at street level. Is any of this really practical, or is this a bit of just a marketing stunt?
No, in this case, this is probably just marketing, this first one, but it's definitely the future. There's no doubt we will end up with flying vehicles doing things, whether it's delivering parcels, pizzas, or people, really. So, yeah, it's just there's a whole load of legislative changes, a whole load of societal changes that people will accept it. But give it a few years and we will get them, they'll gradually come in. If you move forward a decade or two, I'm sure we will have the sort of future science fiction film that we've seen for many years starting to appear, those sort of vehicles.
I mean, this is the sort of thing that we've talked before on the programme about when we've talked about cybersecurity, the Internet of Things, that there is a problem with the legislation not keeping up with the technology. I mean, are people in transport departments, in government, really starting to think seriously about this?
They are, all over the place. And some of the states are more advanced than other ones, and I suspect Dubai, because that's a very advanced, you know, they've got off the reliance on oil over the last, 30 years or so. Everybody's working on this. Of course, there's some pushback, and there's and it's only going to be the early adopters who will use it, but there is a lot of discussion. And the big one, of course, is artificial intelligence and robots. How is that going to affect our roles in life? How are we going to occupy our time in 30 years' time if it's all being done by a software or hardware robot?